My name is Grace.
And my name is Emily.
And we are going to be talking about how physical challenges affect our mental health. And we are recording this interview in Rockland, California. So, me personally, I have a disease called Crohn's, which is pretty much an inflammatory bowel disease, and it's not fun. Originally, they thought that I had something called ulcerative colitis, and that they diagnosed me with in like eighth grade. So even with that, they couldn't figure out what medication was going to work for me, so I've constantly been on different medications. And recently, over this past summer, I did something called a pill cam, where they had me swallow a pill that had a tiny camera in it, which was really cool, by the way. And it revealed that the damage is a lot higher than they thought it was, so I actually have Crohn's. So that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I can relate to the whole medicine and just being on so many different types of medication. I got a really bad concussion last fall, and I'm still suffering the migraines from it, and they figured out that in my family, we have a genetic thing of migraines, basically. And so, because I got hit so early, and like I got hit and the migraines came on way earlier in my life than they would have, so being on different types of medications to help stop them or prevent them, or just all the other different symptoms that come from a concussion, so I get that.
I can definitely relate to the whole genetics thing too. A lot of my bad sickness genetics come from my dad's side of the family. So it's kind of a joke that I have with him. Anytime that they find some new weird thing about me, I'm like, gee, thanks, Dad. That's all on you, like jokingly. But yeah, it's definitely crazy. How did you get your concussion again?
So I was playing in a soccer game, and I wish there was some awesome backstory to it, but not really. I was in a soccer game, and my teammate behind me was going to kick the soccer ball up high and across the field, and I just so happened to be right in her way. So, not a fun, victorious story, but
yeah,
that's how it happened.
Definitely. Has that destroyed your ability to play sports and play soccer?
I mean, you have to get cleared to go back to do anything, really, and most likely I won't be cleared for quite a while, and I think because of that and that whole situation, the whole thing that I'm dealing with, I think I probably won't ever play a sport again.
I can definitely say that my illness has also ruined my ability to play sports. My freshman year, I was on the volleyball team, and I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then the summer after freshman year, I got really sick.
Yeah.
And during all the tryouts and all the training and stuff, I just wasn't as good as I originally was.
Mm-hmm.
And during the tryouts, when it came time to find out if you made it on the team or not, they ended up telling me that I didn't make all the cuts. Because of that time, I had just started a new medication,
mm-hmm.
and I still wasn't 100% yet, or even functioning normally. So, and it was really hard to find out that I wasn't going to play on the volleyball team, but
I get that. I mean, I had played soccer previously for, and this year would have been my 12th or 13th year playing soccer, and so it's kind of like a routine thing. You play for the entire fall, and then do indoor soccer during the winter, take a break in the spring, and try out go again. And, you know, it's hard to imagine what how I'll deal with not having that regular, oh my gosh, yay, soccer time, you know, go meet friends and stuff.
It's kind of weird going from doing something every weekend and being busy by going to tournaments or games and then just having nothing to do. It was kind of hard for me to manage.
And it's not just having nothing to do, but not being able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick the whole, sorry, I need to stay home, instead of doing something that you could have done beforehand if you hadn't had the sickness or concussion.
Definitely. And for me as well, school is a battle every single day. Especially last year, I missed a solid 2 weeks in October, and coming back and trying to catch up, I was doing work the last day before we went on to Christmas break. I was hustling and trying to get stuff done those last few days before we went on to break. So that was a whole nother aspect of being sick and not being up to going to school or having no motivation to do homework. It's kind of just like, I just want to sit and do nothing and just sleep all the time.
I get that still. I mean, after I got my concussion, I was out for about 2 months until Thanksgiving break, and it happened in October. And I was out for practically the entire first semester, tried to come back second semester, didn't happen, had to drop classes, but had to catch up. I was like, the last day of school, after school, I was still turning in homework. It was a hustle, and it was took so much grit, but I did it, and I'm happy about that, at least.
Mm-hmm. And as of now, I'm doing better, like, physically. Like, they've found stuff that's actually starting to work medication-wise.
Yeah.
But for me,
mentally,
after, when I was still really physically sick, it was more like I was so focused on feeling like crap the whole time that I wasn't really thinking about how I was feeling mentally.
Yeah.
So now that I'm not really thinking as much about how I feel physically, like mentally, I've been down. It's really hard. Like, really hard. It's not easy. I'll find myself, there was one time I was walking through my kitchen with my plate after I'd finished dinner, and I dropped something off the plate, and I just sat and cried. And I don't even, for no reason, I just sat and cried because I dropped something on the floor.
Uh-huh. You're preaching to the choir here, trust me. I understand that completely. I mean, it's almost kind of like, you're physically better, you look physically better, and you feel physically better, but it's like, why am I still feeling mentally like this? Why am I still having these mental problems?
Mm-hmm.
And why, this is over, this should be done, you know, everything should be back to what it was, but that's just not the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have those little breakdowns with things that seem ridiculous, but just somehow make me just sometimes.
Yeah. And definitely the hardest part for me has been it's almost like nobody else knows exactly how I'm feeling, because the thing that I have is not very common for kids my age. So I feel like I'm in an ocean on a tiny little raft all by myself, just looking for somebody that has the same issues as me and can relate completely to me.
And I get that, too. I mean, there's, like, different concussions you can get, too. And it's kind of almost heartbreaking, I guess, because it depends on where you get hit or how hard you hit your head. So if my friend, she got a concussion, she got hit, like, on the front of her head, that's one of the best, not saying it's good if it happens, but if you were to get hit, front of your head is to do it. I got hit on the side of my head, and that's basically the reason why I was so sick, and just the reason why I got my migraines, is that's the worst spot to get hit. And so, of course, that happens to me, and it's like these other girls are getting cleared 2 weeks, maybe just even 2 days after it happens, and I'm still here going to doctors, like, every week, you know. So I understand that.
So what were some of the symptoms of your concussion? Like, what happened to you personally?
So the migraines were probably the biggest thing, you know, just being sick all day and just not even able to function or just concentrate.
Or being able to move.
Exactly. You're just, like, completely out of it. And then feeling nauseous, I guess, was a big part of it. I have a lot of eating issues still because of the nausea. It's just, it's, like, I don't like certain foods still. It's like I completely changed. Even my handwriting is different. Like, it's the brain is just so, it's so important, and it's so sensitive, and just so, like, a lot of the little things, I guess.
For me, most of the time I have constant, like, stomach cramps almost, so my stomach is constantly hurting, but it's not like so back when I was really sick last year, I think the thing that made it easiest for me was my teachers. They were all pretty understanding, And a lot of them were willing to work with me to get me the time that I needed to do my missing homework assignments and fix all this stuff that I had wrong. So I think that definitely helped in getting back into the groove of things after missing so much school and being so down.
Yeah, I mean, I can get that too, because that's basically what happened with me, is all my teachers were willing to work with me. They provided accommodations that I needed, let me have extra time to do assignments. There was this one teacher, and I won't say her name, but she knows who she is. She did not help me at all whatsoever last year. She refused to help me. She refused to teach me, basically. We were in a meeting with her. She refused to help me, and we had a meeting with her once, and she was just basically like, well, if you're not at school, how can I help you? And I mean, like, I had offered to go in after school, before school, during break and lunch, and she just refused. Like, that is apparently not how it works or something. And I could even see all my other teachers look at her like, what the heck are you saying, lady? And it was just horrible. But I got through the class, and I had a B at the end of the year, surprisingly. But I did it, and I proved her wrong. So that was a good victory for myself, honestly.
So in the whole idea that one teacher didn't really accommodate or was really bad at accommodating, last year my mom did a lot of research and she found something called a 504 plan. Pretty much for any kid at school that has a physical illness or any type of illness, it doesn't really matter what kind it is. Yeah. It has a whole list of accommodations. And
it's under law, right?
Yeah. So legally, they have to accommodate if you have this plan in place. And you can sit down with your doctors or whoever to put together what kind of accommodations you need as a person. So at first, the counselors, or I don't even know who else.
Just the school.
Yeah, the school in general didn't think it was a good idea for me to have, which I thought was kind of dumb, and my mom thought was really dumb. So we kept fighting, and my doctors sent multiple emails and contacted the school a lot to keep fighting for this 504 plan, because a lot of stuff that I have, like a lot of the things that happen to me during, I'll have episodes where I get really bad, and then it's what can happen is embarrassing, and it's happened at school before.
Yeah.
So I pretty much have to be able to get up and go out of the classroom into the bathroom whenever I want to without having a teacher question me.
Yeah.
So, and there was a whole bunch of other requirements. So they have to do stop the clock texting for me. So if we're doing a big exam, if I have to get up and leave, then they have to stop the clock for me and start it again or give me more time later. I also, what else? I also have extended time to do homework assignments if I need to. If I'm not feeling good on a particular day and I miss school. And after last year missing 2 weeks, I try not to miss school at all if I can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think that a 504 plan has helped in keeping school as manageable as possible while managing an illness. So
yeah, I get that. Right now, actually, my doctors are trying to enforce the 504 plan for myself. And it's really funny how the school gets very picky about having 504s for kids. And I've noticed that too. Since last January, we've been trying to get the 504, and until now, still haven't gotten it. It's kind of like the school is very just against it, I guess. And my 504 plan isn't anything crazy different than what yours would be. Just extra time on work if I need it. stopping the clock if I need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I have a migraine and I just can't focus, there's no way I can finish any test or exam without almost practically passing out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, attendance. So then, if I'm tardy or anything, it's because of me having a migraine that morning, most likely.
So, from my personal experience with the 504 plan, Rockland, when we were going over it with people, they made it sound like the symptoms needed to be a lot more, or your illness needed to be a lot more extreme for you to be eligible to have it, which I don't think is necessarily fair.
Or, like, there's no reason for you to have this. Like, we can do other alternative things, which I think is just the whole part of it being legally binding that the teachers must do these things, which kind of scares other teachers. So,
I mean, I can get it then, but if it's a student's health, then I don't think it really matters. It should be more important than legal stuff.
Yeah.
Another aspect for me, which is really hard, is with my family, because a lot of the stuff that I have is diet restricting. I can't eat so many foods. There's so many things that I'm not allowed to eat. So it's hard because I have a younger sister and she's a normal kid, so she can eat whatever she wants, but I can't. So it's hard on my mom because she has to accommodate for me, but also for my younger sister. And I think that's the hardest part for me. I kind of feel like a burden almost for my parents because I'm so difficult to handle. And I, one of the medications that I take is not cheap, but insurance covers it, which is good.
Yeah, I relate to that whole feeling like a burden, even though you are not. It's so mean. I think we get that feeling. I know I'm not actually a burden, but it's so hard not to feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just having to almost figure myself out again. Like I said previously, my handwriting changed. Just all these little things that you really wouldn't worry about have changed. I used to be so good at my schoolwork. You know, my parents wouldn't ever question me about my grades or just if I got my homework done. But now it's a constant battle to remember to do homework, to remember to do different things. But, yeah.
I think another aspect for me that's really hard is my friends. None of my friends really understand what's going on, and none of them can relate to me in any way. So I feel like I've almost grown apart from my friends, but not to the point where we're not friends anymore, but I feel like there's kind of like a wedge between us as friends and then my friend group.
Yeah. I think I haven't really had much trouble with my friends. I understand the whole part of them not understanding. My friends, they try to understand as much as they can, but for them, they've just tried to be there for me. They, even though they don't understand how bad a migraine feels when it's there for 4 days straight or feeling nauseous every day or just not being able to do your homework, they don't understand that, but they understand that I need someone to just vent to, to just talk to. And honestly, they've probably been my biggest supporter, including my family, just being able to try and understand what's going on with me.
I feel like saying that, I kind of made it sound like me and my friends like hate each other now, but it's more like they just don't really get what I'm going through, but they still try and be there for me and to support me in any way that they can, even though they don't fully understand.
Yeah, that's the same how mine is too,
Are you freshman?